It's called After the Abortion, Where Does the Soul Go? After the abortion, where does the soul go? Running to the balcony, the soul throws an invisible ball of wax into a dragon's eye. He watches it melt like a candle tied by castles to the wind. Where the monster's eye has become red with new fuel, the soul looks out, breathes in the starry wonder of his own war, and gratefully dies. Giving up the ghost as high as old towers or office buildings, a new mown lawn sparkles off with a machine to be married with. "But I can't sleep with you anymore," she says. The body aches out of disuse, like a mind resting, like a silvery saucer of light around darkness going darker. "There is no love anywhere anymore," she says. The soul flies across fields of cities, sees nothing lacking, everything in place. "Why am I so unhappy?" God moistens the gray stars with wax and mercury, lips around the sun where flesh is made. "No, I won't sleep with you anymore," she says. Rain sings from a lovely boy angel who was his mother's favorite. God gave him a little red wagon made of flowers in which he pulled loads of tobacco and oil-stained stars. And was this God's fault? "Oh, won't you be happy now?" This poem having been said, "Won't you come to bed now?" "No, she won't. She mustn't," she says. And somewhere deep within our millennium, I've heard that all our aborted sons have come home, something deep and crying within us.